Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Happy New Year to all of you guys. To those that have not been been able to say Happy New Year yet, I am personally very excited about the year. I think every year is obviously a blank slate with much opportunity. I think I am excited. Incredibly, I love. I love the topic of leadership because I think there is so much potential and what we that God wants to do in us and through us, and I think that's why these are such wonderful opportunities to be able to learn to lead and to lead and to lead better. Okay, cool. What we're going to do is we're going to start off here with a little introduction as to just what is leadership. We're going to talk 5 minutes and then we're going to do something, then you're going to do something by yourself for a moment. Okay, well, what is leadership? Now, I constantly read on this subject matter of leadership because it is just such an intriguing topic for me, and it is fascinating for me that people are able to lead people to better places. And you get so many definitions of leadership, and obviously almost each leader has his own definition of what leadership is. Where I'm sort of landing, and sometimes it keeps on evolving, but leadership ultimately is leading people from here to there. Okay, that is leadership. Leadership is about movement. Okay, it's not about a position. It's not about a title that you have or a role that you play. It's our ability to move things. Okay, to move ourselves, to move people from here to there. Obviously, great leaders in across the world doing different things are able to move projects, they're able to move countries, they're able to move businesses. Great church leaders are able to move churches. Great small group leaders are able to move small groups. A husband is able to move his wife. A great head of the family is able to move the family, and they need to move them from here to there. That makes sense. Okay, now that is leadership for me in the most simplistic term. So if someone actually asks you, how's it going with your leadership? The question is actually, how's it going with moving things? Okay? Now, not maintaining things, not presiding over things, not preventing things from falling apart. And those things certainly falls under the umbrella of leadership, but it's not ultimately what leadership is. Leadership is about movement. Now, as I try to expand this in my own mind, so what is the difference between leadership and spiritual leadership? Okay, so leadership is moving things from here to there. What would spiritual leadership be? Spiritual leadership, now this sounds more complicated than what it is, and prayerfully by the end of the weekend you will know and have this. Spiritual leadership in my mind is moving God's people onto God's agenda through God's power and God's ways for God's glory. Okay, I'll say it again. Moving God's people onto God's agenda through God's power, God's ways for God's glory. What is the word that stands out?
God.
There we go. So you guys are clever chaps. I know we are starting off well. Let's unpack that, okay? Moving God's people. Let's start with moving. So leadership in our setting as Bible talk leaders or small group leaders is not about just facilitating meetings, organizing the events, okay? Making sure there is a discussion, making sure someone actually brought snacks, making sure everyone is in a discipling relationship. Those things are all good and again, included, but again, I want to put the focus on the word moving. So it's moving. Moving though, God's people. Who do the people belong to?
God.
The people belong to God. It's not my people. I know I went through phases in my leadership where I was very protective over my people. And obviously there's a good sense of it's my family, but then there's also, this is not my people. Okay? And that's the one. On the other side is sometimes we treat people like they're not God's people to be valued. And so leadership is about moving God's people. So when I work with God's people, I need to treat them as such. These are God's people that I'm working with. So I'm moving God's people onto God's agenda. Not my agenda, but God's agenda. Now God's agenda tends to come in two formats. One is there's a very clear agenda in the scriptures. He says, for instance, repent of your sin. Is that a suggestion. Okay, his agenda is clear to all of us. He wants us to repent. He wants us to be disciples. He wants us to live in Christ. He wants us to be faithful. The Bible makes many things very clear, but then also God has an agenda for our lives that we do not necessarily know if we don't listen clearly. So the scriptures do not tell me where I should live. It doesn't tell me who I should marry. Okay, there's a lot of things that the scriptures do not tell me that is God's agenda and will for my life. So I need to continue to learn to discern what is God's will and agenda for me, if I'm married, for my wife and I, if I have kids, for us as a family, for me as a leader, and for us as a small group. God's agenda. God's agenda is incredibly important, and here's why. If you are on God's agenda, all God's power and resources become available to you. If you are on your own agenda, you are on your own. And your own agenda is not even necessarily a sinful agenda, other than the fact that it's your own. I'll give you an example. Let's say the Lord feels like Carl. I'll just use him as an example. He wants Carl to grow in courage. But Carl feels like he wants to grow in humility, and he's studying humility, he's talking to people about humility, he's really working hard in humility. Where's God working? Courage. But so God wants him to work on courage. So everything that God is putting in Carl's life and working in Carl's life is towards courage. The power and resources that are available for courage. And so I need to open myself and say, God, where do you want me to work? And yes, I need to study in the scriptures and pray and ask spiritual advisors and listen to what it is that God is saying through environment, through people, through circumstances so that I can get onto his agenda. It's the same with my small group. It says, moving God's people onto God's agenda through God's power. It's not up to me. I have a role to play and a responsibility. What did God say in the book of Zechariah? In chapter 4, verse 6, this is the word of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And says, I'm leading God's people. Where should my first and foremost dependency be? God. That God has the power to turn a life around. God has the power to switch the lights on in my heart. God has the ability to open the eyes of my heart and my mind to the scriptures. He has the ability to open the eyes and the heart of anyone that I am leading. So I have to depend on his power. So as I'm moving people, God's people, onto God's agenda, my total dependence needs to be on God's power, but then also on God's ways. Obviously, there are many leaders, and because I read so much on the subject, I mean, you get leaders that build intense things in terrible ways. Okay, I won't mention names. I'll mention companies. Okay, Apple's historical CEO, Amazon's current CEO, Oracle CEO, these guys are known and proclaim that they are dictatorial. They proclaim that they are ruthless. The people know they are ruthless. Okay, what did Jesus say to the disciples when they wanted positions of authority and high spots? And in Matthew chapter 20, says Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentile lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So I need to lead through God's power and through God's way. So I'm there to serve the people. And serving doesn't just mean I must wash their feet and carry cookies around. It means that I must give myself in service to them. But they're not my pawns in a chessboard. They're God's people to be served, okay, through God's ways. And ultimately, the last part is very important, for God's glory. You know, we constantly need to ask ourselves, why am I leading? Am I leading because I like the position and I like, you know, I'm known as a Bible talk leader. I must say, as a young Bible talk leader, man, I had multiple reasons, and many of them sinful, as to why I led. One was certainly just I wanted to see the kingdom advance. But there was also, hey, I'm a young leader, you know, I'm the dude. God's not going to bless that. Okay, why are we leading? Am I leading because, well, someone asked me to and I didn't know how to say no? And so I'm stuck. And I've been stuck for 20 years. Okay? Or I'm leading because no one else wants to. I suppose I should. Or I'm leading because if I don't lead, someone else is going to lead. And I'm not sure if I want to be led by him. So I will rather lead than him lead. Okay? I see this doesn't resonate with any of us here. For God's glory. For God's glory. Not for me. Not to dodge a bullet. Not because I'm supposed to put in my service. For God's glory. So this is going to be very important for us this weekend to get this. And the reason why we are teaching, I want for us to be able to have an opportunity every year to at least have a time or a day or two where we can really infuse ourselves with some new leadership ideas for the year that we can tap into as the year goes by. And what I want us to do and ask us to do is we will literally memorize this definition of leadership. Okay? It doesn't have to be yours, but I guess it needs to be some form of that. But constantly as I'm thinking about my leadership, I need to be thinking movement. Okay, as I'm leading, whoever it is that I'm leading, my family, my small group, moving God's people onto God's agenda through God's power and God's ways for God's glory. Amen.